to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It is a pleasure to say we are joined by a man who I've not met personally, only just met on the phone, but admired for the work he's doing from afar. His name is Justin Miller. He is a former staff sergeant in the United States Army who deployed twice to Iraq, served in uniform for some 11 years as a rifleman and as a squad leader in the infantry, as well as a military recruiter in his native Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, where I hail from as well. These days, he is a volunteer firefighter with the Dorchester County Fire Department, but most importantly, he is the co-founder and director of Veteran and Military Affairs at a terrific organization, Objective Zero. We'll be talking with him about what Objective Zero is and the important contribution it's making. But let me first give you a proper welcome. Justin Miller, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk about Objective Zero and why it's needed. Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio.
Thank you for having me.
So we need a little background, I think, to all of this. As a veteran yourself and as a man who has cared for and been concerned about your comrades in arms as they've come out of uniform, I know you're very cognizant of a problem, but I don't think most of the rest of us are. Would you talk about the phenomenon of suicide among veterans, how extensive it is, and what may be contributing to this horrible problem?
Currently, we're losing roughly 20 veterans a day and 1 to 2 service members a day. I mean, that's roughly 1,600 people so far this year lost, if you think about it. The issue, I think, is that people are afraid to talk about things. It's hard to talk about them. And, you know, until you start talking about them, it's going to be hard. And, you know, the stigmatism of a lot of people feel ashamed of it. I know when I was suicidal, you know, I was embarrassed. I didn't want to put the burden on my family's shoulders. You know, I felt ashamed, you know, because in the military, you're told a lot of times, you know, that only the weak commit suicide, or that you're afraid to ask for help because if you do get help, you know, that's more than likely going to be the end of your career. So a lot of people just have that fear and that shame, embarrassment of bringing it up and saying, look, I need help. I need to talk to somebody.
There's an additional problem, as I understand it, and that is in a lot of cases, even if people are willing to make that very important outreach for help, when they go to the Veterans Administration, they can't get it. Maybe you could talk about your own personal experience, but also characterize what you have found in terms of the responsiveness of that immense bureaucracy to veterans in need.
When I called, I told the lady, I said, you know, I almost killed myself this morning. I said, I'm falling apart. I need some help. I need somebody to talk to. And she came back with, you know, are you thinking about committing suicide right now? And I'm like, well, no. Right now I'm on the phone trying to get help. But I told her, I said, if I have another night like last night, I said, I'm not going to make it. I'm done. I'm checking out. So they actually put me on hold and came back with an appointment for 2 days later. Now I understand that there's a lot of veterans being taken care of, and depending on which VA you use, it depends on how soon you're going to be able to be seen and whatnot. But at the time, I just felt like I was abandoned. I felt like I was just thrown to the side. I just told you everything that I've been through. I was finally breaking, and I told you I couldn't last another night. So what did you do? You gave me 2 nights to call bullcrap, and that's exactly how I felt.
So Justin Miller, you didn't just seek help, to your credit, and fortunately were able to work through this, but you also set your sights on helping others who may not have made it through those nights waiting for attention from the authorities and the Veterans Administration. Tell us about the genesis of Operation Zero and what it does.
once I realized that I felt like I was left alone by the VA, I reached out to my buddy Chris Mercado, and we talked for hours. And long story short, he listened, and he set my sights on a new goal. He said, you know, when you join the Army, he said, you joined because you wanted to volunteer and serve those that you loved. He said, so think of it this way. When you served your country, the government paid for your income. Now that the Army said that you had too many issues, now the VA is picking up the pay. So you're not being paid to serve your country. Now look at it, the VA is paying you to serve your veterans. And that led to us trying to figure out, you know, getting my story written and put out there, and came behind the thought of, you know, the act of listening is what could save a life. And that led into a guy named Ryan Pereira reading my story and said, you know, I have this app idea. And the app originally started off as finding a place to get help. But while doing our research, we found out that when most veterans decide to commit suicide, they usually do it within the first 5 minutes. And that's when it hit us, you know, we don't have time for a veteran to try to find a place to get help, be, you know, put on hold or be put on a voicemail or dropped. We need something that's instant. And that's when we start brainstorming, like, you know, we need something that's a touch of a button.
And so that's what you've created, as I understand it, with Operation Zero, is that you get somebody connected with somebody who will listen to them right away. Is that basically what you've accomplished?
Yes, sir. Objective Zero is allows you, there's a couple ways. One way, we call it the bat signal. It allows a veteran, service member, family member, or caregiver, if they just can't put their thoughts together right now and know they need somebody, they have the option to hit text, talk, or video. What that does is it sends out a signal to all of our ambassadors, and whoever is available first hits accept, and they're connected to that person. All of our ambassadors are volunteers. They're not there for a paycheck. They're trained by the VA. They're trained by Psych Armor. They're trained by Dr. Craig Bryan. We come together as a team to just build, you know, to bridge that gap between civilians and veterans, and to let veterans know that there's somebody out there fighting for them.
So let me just walk through this quickly because we're almost out of time. You've created a means by which, if you are a serviceman, a veteran, a family member, or a caregiver, and you see or feel the need for immediate help, you can go to Operation Zero at the App Store. You can have that on your phone or in your computer, I guess, and you can immediately send out a bat signal that will enable you to get somebody on the line who will help you walk through those 5 minutes, which are the critical window and beyond. Staff Sergeant Justin Miller of United States Army, retired, I can't thank you enough, both for what you did in uniform for our country and what you're doing now, which is at least as important, with Operation Zero. If people want to find out more about it and how they can help support your activities, where should they go, Justin?
You can go to objectivezero.org, or you can download us in the Google or Apple App Store.
Justin, I hope you come back. I'd love to have some time to talk to you about what needs to be done to try to improve the situation in the VA as well, but that's for another day. In the meantime, thank you again for joining us and for what you're doing. Keep up the good work, my friend. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow for more Secure Freedom Radio. What you need to know about this war for the free world. Till then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.